Welcome to the CrossX Method, the podcast developed for our members and community to help drive your performance and health to new levels. As a CrossFit certified trainer, firefighter, and affiliate owner for the better part of a decade, I draw on my knowledge and experience, and more importantly, that of many professionals in the industry, to provide world-class information to our members and community. We look forward to helping you achieve optimal health and performance while having some fun conversations along the way. Alrighty, welcome back to the CrossX Method podcast, episode number 30. This week we're going to kick off another little short series. This one's going to be called Meet the Coaches. We've had a few staff changes over the last 6 months. We've been through isolation with COVID. So just as you guys were getting a run on, getting to meet the new coaches, both at Carina and over at CrossX here, we kind of had a big isolation period. So we're kicking off today with James. How are you, James?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. So, yeah, we got James with us today, and I thought, you know, we'll just take 20 to 30 minutes out and help everyone sort of get to know who you are and, and go from there. So we're going to kick off, James. Why don't we just give everyone a little bit of a rundown about yourself, what you do, where you've been, where you went to school maybe. Your life, your living circumstances, any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, too easy. So I was born and bred in Brizzy. Went to school at Churchy, just down the road.
Yep.
Spent a lot of my time playing footy there. I think like most sort of Brisbane bred kids.
Rugby, you mean?
Yeah, rugby union.
Yep.
Played there at Churchy and played at Brothers Rugby Union for probably 18 years or so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, did a lot of that and then got a bit injured in my senior year. Had to take some time off footy, started going to the gym. And that's where my uncle, Roger, was like, hey, have you heard of this CrossFit thing? At which point I hadn't at all. I was just doing sort of bench press and deadlifts at the gym. And yeah, found CrossFit, went to CrossFit Brisbane, and that's where sort of all this started.
Yeah, perfect. Cool. So so you got a pretty, I guess, long training history with your football and stuff. And then, so what happened when you went into CrossFit? I vaguely remember you talking to me about a bit of a life change you had, at one of the gyms there and, maybe lost a bit of weight or something like that was.
Yeah. So when I came out of school, I was pretty heavy. I was always a pretty heavy kid. I was sitting, just over about 110 kilos.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. And that
you're pretty tall though.
Oh, just shy, 6 foot.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was pretty heavy. Obviously, I hadn't done a whole lot of like major gym work. I wasn't in a great place mentally, as well with all that, you know, sort of coming out of school and not having too much direction and being a bit overweight and whatever. So threw myself pretty hard into training while I was studying. I started to lose some weight, started to really sort of throw myself into it. Got diagnosed early in my 20s with type 1 diabetes.
Yep.
Which again led to a bit of a choice. You know, I could keep eating the way I was eating and not sort of treating myself right, or I could live past 40. Yeah. Essentially, yeah, that's right. I could, you know, keep my feet and be healthy. So I really had that kind of thrown upon me at about that point. And I sort of threw myself into training and I dropped pretty close to 30 kilos. Through that.
Awesome.
Finished up my studies, did a honors degree in psychology.
Yep.
So sort of through that, got some of my head right as I was training and, you know, when all that sort of came together, it turned out to be a pretty positive sort of impact.
Yeah, perfect. So just for people that might not know, give us a rundown on the difference between, say, type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes because, you know, a lot of people don't know the difference between those and what they actually are.
Sure. So type 1 diabetes essentially means that my body doesn't produce insulin, which means that the sugar doesn't get absorbed through my blood into the body, which means that I need to regulate that myself in the same way that any sort of typical person's pancreas would produce insulin. I just have to pump the insulin into my own body.
Right.
However, if I get those levels wrong, if I eat bad, if I put too much sugar in, then obviously that sugar stays in the bloodstream, blood vessels start to burst. And the smaller blood vessels, those in the foot, those in the eyeballs, that sort of thing, can go first, leading to, you know, loss of a foot or loss of a couple of toes, loss of vision, sort of thing. And it really sort of hit me hard.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah, it really sort of hit me that, excuse me, that I needed to step up and really get my eating right and get my sort of nutrition on point.
Cool. So, and then type 2 diabetic, do you know much about that, what that is? That's generally caused by a resistance to insulin, is that correct?
Yeah. So, there comes a point sometimes, especially in some more overweight people, that the pancreas is still producing the insulin, but the body's just saying, look, I've had enough. I'm not going to uptake any more sugar. We're done with that.
Yep.
At which point, you can, with good diet and good training, you can pair that back and bring it back and become healthy again.
Yep. And now with the type 1 stuff, there's no real chance of doing that, is there?
No, there's no full cure.
I mean, obviously, it's probably better managed by not exposing yourself to the sugar and stuff to start with. But does it? Is there any chance that you will start producing insulin again, or how does that work?
No, there isn't at the moment. There's no sort of cure for type 1 so far. But using a pump or needles for insulin, you can pretty much live a pretty typical life.
Yep, cool.
Just making sure that you're staying on top of it.
Yeah, sweet. Oh, well, cool. Awesome. So that's kind of like your training and health background, I guess.
Yeah.
Where do you sit in terms of your coaching? What made you want to make that change and sort of get on the other side and start helping people and coaching them?
Yeah, so it stems from, I think, a pretty similar point. Having been overweight, having been sort of in a poor mental health state, and to use CrossFit as a method to help pull myself out of that, having practiced from everything from, you know, deadlifts on an empty bar with wooden plates, starting with jumping pull-ups and all those things we did in the early days, when that was all I could do.
Yep.
Building up and, you know, now sort of teaching myself or learning through, you know, muscle ups and handstand walking and strict pull-ups and all these things that I never thought I'd be able to do as a kid. As well as using it and using the community to help me sort of get over the mental health blocks that I was having at the time as well.
Yep.
And sort of seeing how much it helped me change my life and become a much more positive person, a much nicer person to be around, and all that sort of stuff. I thought it would be a great opportunity to be able to help use some of my experience to give back to the community and to help others who are in sort of my position.
Yeah, cool. I think that's great. I think a lot of coaches, including myself at times, are quick to, you know, if we come from an athletic background and we're straight into training and, you know, you can do muscle ups and you can do these things straight up, we have the potential of sort of skipping past that empathy part and also the understanding of newer athletes coming in and the beginners and, you know, scaling them back or knowing how to do that or knowing more so how they feel when that's happening and having that understanding. So I think there's a lot to offer there in terms of your experience with that, which is amazing. It's definitely a constant battle for all coaches to try and ensure we stay grounded, because especially in a place like CrossAx or even Carina, you know, we got a lot of really good athletes and you forget sometimes, you know, like when we bring novices in or people that have just not trained for 20 years or they're absolute beginners, you forget, one, how intimidating it is, and two, sometimes it's hard to relate just at what level they're at. So I think that's a great opportunity and a great service that you can provide everyone in terms of that experience that you've had coming through that and progressing through it and getting, you know, there's no end, so to speak, but, you know, getting to being a pretty accomplished athlete in your own right in terms of what you can do, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Being able to see other people going through all of the scaling options that I went through all the way up and just knowing, all right, so the next progression is we get to do this, and then building up from there. It's cool to see that in other people as well.
Yeah, perfect, man. That's awesome. Cool. So outside of that, what sort of goals do you have for yourself at the moment? You got anything on the cards you're trying to reach for or do? Or I know you've had a bit of time off training with a bit of an injury. Is it just sort of bouncing back from that? Where are we at?
Yeah, so goal number one is getting the knee injury right.
Yep.
Hopefully getting back into some full training, lifting some heavier weights. Obviously with the injury and through COVID, some of my athletic goals have had to be pushed back a little further down the timeline. But the one that's still sort of the golden goose for me is the 100 kilo snatch.
Oh, yep, yep.
Stuck on 96 as a PR, right. Have been for about 18 months. So
okay.
Building that up again is one of those sort of major sort of life achievement goals that I'm looking for.
Perfect. Cool. That's a good one. Awesome. All right. So let's take a step outside the gym, or might encompass inside the gym as well. But what do you do for fun? What floats your boat? What do you do outside of CrossFit and just when you're chilling out or looking for something to do?
Yeah. So my siblings and I have a bit of a joke that we're the three most competitive people in the world, and that sort of shines through in all the things that I choose to do outside of the gym. You know, you often find myself going out to play, you know, paintball, or going out to play just a game of footy in the park or that sort of thing, even down to cards or dice or chess or whatever it is. You know, I'm always looking to compete at something and to be winning at something. It's something that's driven me for a while.
Excellent. Cool. So a lot of you've got a pretty close family, a few brothers, sisters.
Yeah. So yep. I've got an older brother and a younger sister, and we've been pretty close for a long time.
Excellent.
And we find ourselves competing with each other in a number of things.
Anything?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything we can get our hands on.
Perfect. Cool. Awesome, mate. So I guess, we're going to keep these pretty short and sharp, but if we're looking at one question we brought up was, if you were to be able to go on, say, a road trip with someone, dead or alive, who might that be, and why them?
All right. I'm going to say Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah?
Cool. One, because I'm a huge basketball fan.
Yep.
Love watching the NBA, all that sort of stuff. But also just reading through and hearing all the things that his teammates have to say about him, about his mentality, about how he knew how to get the best out of not only himself but also his teammates, whether they be experienced guys or brand new sort of rookies coming into the league.
Yep.
And the way he went about making himself the best athlete he could possibly be, and continually pushing himself to be an elite competitor.
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome. I just got through watching Last Dance. Like Michael Jordan was my era, so a few years behind. I kind of fell off, after that Chicago Bulls era and finished high school and, you know, you go out and work and don't have so much time to watch NBA anymore. Mm-hmm. But, I kind of fell off after LeBron James, Kobe Bryant era came in. And I was quite surprised after when Kobe died, hearing, you know, Michael Jordan talk about him and how they were like brothers and, they would talk to each other all the time. It wasn't because all the stuff you see in the media and the hype and the memes is like, hey, you know, Jordan's got this amount of world championships and Kobe's got this amount. And it's kind of like this back and forth. But in reality, they were actually quite close. And the work ethic, very similar. And so that was really cool to see, such a tragic loss with his family. And but he got a lot out of his life, that's for sure.
Yeah. There's an interesting story. I heard some rookies coming out of Africa moving into the NBA. And they were saying that there were kids in Africa where they were growing up throwing balls of trash at the into the garbage bin, yelling out Kobe's name. No idea who Kobe was. But that's just what you yelled when you threw something at the bin. And to leave a sort of legacy where you've created this thing that even people who don't know who you are kind of know who you are.
Yep.
Is amazing.
Yeah. Really cool. Awesome, mate. You know, we got through that pretty quick. I was expecting to be sitting here chatting for a bit longer, but is there, you know, anything else anyone should know about you? Or, you know, you kind of like between both gyms. So for the guys that don't know, James is over at CrossFit Carina most nights, if not every night, and does some of the mornings over here at CrossAx with me. And, yeah, it kind of floats between the two gyms, which is really cool. What's the thing you've noticed between the difference between, say, CrossFit Carina and CrossFit CrossAx when you're coaching? Because it is very much a different culture. Both great, very much different from what I believe. But what do you see? How do you feel about the differences and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. CrossAx is obviously a much bigger gym, a lot more members, class size is a lot bigger,
yep.
Which brings a really good atmosphere to the workouts. You know, there's always sort of big energy in the room.
Yep.
Sometimes at CrossFit Carina, when the classes are a little smaller, the energy is not quite as high.
Yep.
But I love being able to train at both. You know, at Carina, when the classes are a bit lower, I get to spend a little bit more time with each person, get to know a bit more about them, make sure that they're getting as the training that they need specifically.
Yep.
Whether it just be, you know, that particular week they're having a rough week and things need to be pulled back a bit or whatever, it's really good to be able to sort of get in, have that opportunity to have a chat with everyone pretty consistently. But there's nothing quite like the feeling in the gym when you got 35 people all throwing down, barbells flying, in the CrossAx, especially in the mornings, turning the music up, you know, really gets you going.
Yeah, for sure. I'd have to agree that, you know, Carina's more of a bit more of an intimate setting, which is still heaps of fun. But the class size has grown over there too, of a night time, which is really cool. And CrossAx is the you know, it is what it is. It's the beast of its own at times. And, you know, yesterday afternoon, just looking around, I'm like, geez, you know, everyone's back into it. We had, I think, 40 people here at 4:15. And, yeah, it was crazy, but heaps of fun as well at the same time. So, the differences are great, but, you know, I think both of them have their big positives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One of the things I sort of found myself doing through COVID when we were all sort of stuck at home, not being able to go out, was realizing how important community is, not only to sort of CrossFit in general, but to me as a coach and as an athlete, finding it's so much easier to be able to throw down and push yourself hard when you've got, you know, 10 or 20 other people in the room who are hurting just as much as you and who are four or five reps ahead.
Yep.
So it's, it really reminded me how important community is, whether it be the more intimate setting at Carina or the huge energy over here at CrossAx.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't agree more. And I really found it last week when we were doing some devil's press or something, and I just thought, man, these are so much easier when there's other people doing devil's press with you. And, you know, you're in your garage, you got two dumbbells, you're standing there staring at them, and it's so easy to just take another breath, and this is so hard, and, you know, they just grind you into the pavement. Whereas, you know, you got a, you know, group of people with you doing it, it's much easier to sort of to get through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, look, we might wrap it up there. I have no idea how long we've been going for because my phone keeps kicking me off, and then I got a Face ID and then that doesn't work. So what we'll do is we'll be around the 20-minute mark there, which is really cool. So we'll punch this out to everyone, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. We're gonna do this with all the coaches, so you guys get to meet us a little bit more, get a bit more insight. And essentially that's about it, guys. Number 30, episode 30, wrapped up with James. Episode or series number one, Meet the Coaches. And guys, we'll see you in the gym, and you'll hear us on the interweb. So make sure if you've got any ideas for podcasts or any questions you want answered, make sure you email them through to us. And we'll go from there.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, team. Thanks.